Hi, everyone, and welcome to week 5 of our Yoga Teacher Survival Course. Tonight, I am very excited to be introducing Steve Hossie, our local marketing master, who's going to be giving us some marketing help and social media advice. This is a topic that I have personally avoided like the plague, and I did so for a very long time in my own teaching. Any type of social media, marketing, all the business type of things, I always found it very intimidating and overwhelming, and I felt totally unqualified to actually be taking it on myself. But it is, however, a really important aspect of teaching. And so even though the idea of self-promotion as a yoga instructor can be a little bit challenging and feel inauthentic, I started working with Steve, and he really changed my mind about a lot of these things. One of the most important things that he has imparted to me in this time that I've been working with him was that if you want to reach the most people, your message has to be strong and attractive. So I'm really hoping you are all going to learn a lot tonight, and I'm very excited to introduce you all to Steve.
Thank you very much, Erin. It is my pleasure to be here tonight for the Yoga Teacher Survival Course, helping you with social media. It is something that I love doing for a number of reasons, and I've been doing it for as long as I think it's existed. It's funny because people have this stigma of social media, and they're like, ooh, you know, the Twitters, the Facebook, Google+, Pinterest, Instagram, Pinstagram, I don't know what's going on out there. But in reality, social media is just the way we communicate. You know, these are all just tools for communication. And if there's one thing that I'm going to try to do tonight, it's to remove any hesitation or fear or I can't do this or I'm out of my depth here. Even though you might still kind of feel out of your depth, I want you to understand that these are just tools, and they're tools for you to use. That's the purpose of a tool, is for you to get done what you want to get done. And so, as yoga teachers, your job is to impart the glory of yoga upon your students and help them transform their lives, but you need tools to help you get there. You know, as you know, as a yoga teacher, you don't just say, okay, I'm going to teach this class, and then the world shows up at your doorstep. You have to do certain things in order to make sure there are people in that class. And so that is what tonight is all about, how to use these tools in order to get people to your class, in order to get the right kind of people to the right classes. And by right, I mean the people that you want to work with, the people that you are here to serve, the people that when you think about them, you get excited to work with them. I know you've been doing a lot of work on that topic with Erin, so that is that's exactly the trajectory that we're going to continue on here. Now, I said I've been doing social media since it started. What does that even mean? Well, think about what you were doing back when computers first became ubiquitous, and then suddenly we were able to communicate with each other over computers. That was a pretty wild time, and it was weird. It was weird. My youngest brother, was the first person in the house with an email account, and I remember thinking, what is he doing with email? Who else is on email? Why would you need email? That's just weird. But then within a couple of weeks, I had email, and then suddenly everybody had email. Then you get on AOL, Instant Messenger, and suddenly you're sending messages to people you didn't even know. I mean, sure not everybody on this call was doing that, but that's kind of what happened with AOL, Instant Messenger. You just get into these chat rooms. What were you chatting about? You were chatting about things you were interested in. So even back in mid-90s, early 90s, go online to connect with people about things you're interested in. very rudimentary stuff, certainly kind of crude in a lot of ways, but it still found people logging on and connecting with other people about topics that they're passionate about, interested in, and wanting to learn more about, and even developing real relationships. And this was before we even knew who the other people were. This was like in the days of the anonymous internet. And you didn't even have pictures. You just had a person behind a keyboard. You know, that there's that cartoon that says, the great thing about the internet is nobody knows you're a dog. It's a dog talking to another dog saying, the great thing about the internet, nobody knows you're a dog. So that's what it was like back in the early days, but that theme of people connecting with other people because of what they're interested in is what drove adoption of these technologies. And of course, there are situations where you're connecting with people that are random, and all you share is an affinity. But of course, you also use these tools to connect with people that you know. The obvious ones are the people that you know well, but there are also the loose connections. Right, these tools allow you to spark up a conversation with someone that you think is, quote-unquote, out of your league. We're not talking about the dating sense here, although I suppose that could be possible, too. We're talking about the professional sense, the networking sense. One of the most amazing things with these tools is it allows you to make connections with people who are, out of your league is the wrong term, but people who are connected, people who are influential. And so when you think about being a yoga teacher, obviously we're going to get to the point about your ideal student and all of that. But before we do, because this is about social media, I want to talk about access. Access based on interest. That's the key with social media, access based on interest. And so if you're reaching out to somebody influential, let's say it's a politician in your local area, let's say it's a artist or an entertainer of some sort, whether a local or national personality, a news source, for instance. These tools, thinking Twitter in particular, Twitter is particularly good at this, facilitating these kinds of interactions. But Facebook, LinkedIn is interesting because you can find out who you know, who knows that other person. All of these tools, these different networks, can enable you to pitch an idea, get an introduction, network with people that can help you build your dream, fill in the blank, build your dream practice, build your dream studio, build your dream yoga teacher blog. Erin is actually part of a yoga teacher tour, a blog tour right now. If you go on Twitter, go ahead and do this, actually. Take a moment. Open up a new browser screen. Go to twitter.com. And then in the search box, type in the hashtag, which is the pound sign, and then it's yoga teacher tour. Pretty sure that's the hashtag, yoga teacher tour. And you will see all of the tweets that are related to this blog tour. And it's 30 days of blog posts from 30 yoga teachers who are online. And it was organized by a yoga teacher who has an online business and just reached out to people, reached out to them on Twitter, email, filled out a form on their blog. All of these things, this is the point, all of these things are social media. Right? So we think, well, social media is Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, maybe Google+, maybe Pinterest, Instagram, etc. But we're really talking about how to use the internet to expand your network, expand your reach, expand your influence, thrive professionally. And so, that hashtag yoga teacher tour is a very interesting example of how social media can expand your influence. The person who put this together suddenly finds herself at the center of 30 bloggers. Now, there's work and there's coordination and there's effort and all of that. But if you just think about what's possible, right? She just came up with an idea. She said, I think it would be cool to bring together the people in my community who blog. She did it. Similarly, you know, think to yourself, because the person who put it together, she wants to serve yoga teachers. She wants to be influential in that community. So she thought, what can I do that's valuable to other people in that community? So I want you to think about the same thing. Take a moment, and if you look at the latest blog post on the Yoga Teacher Tour blog series there, you'll see that Erin's was today. And her blog post focuses on three C's. A pretty nice convention that she came up with there. I really like that. Clarity, connection, and consistency. And so I'd like to use this time on the call to focus on those three ideas and how social media falls into those categories and how you can use social media to grow your career. So let's start with clarity. And let's tie it in with the point that we were just talking about on creating something of value to your ideal customers. So you are clear about who this person is, right? That's one of the very central exercises to becoming an influential teacher, is knowing who it is that you want to influence and why. Why should they care, and who do you want to care? Once you're clear on that, you can start having fun. And that is one of the best parts about social media, the ability to have fun. Think about it for a second. Why be social? Why be social? The very root of social is society, I guess, which is we're all in this together and we're sharing our language and customs and space and time and, you know, life. But what's at the heart of that? What makes society, what makes life awesome? That is what you should be expressing in social media, right? What gets you fired up? What are you fired up about to teach to your ideal student? Why should they care about studying with you? That's what being social is. You go to a party, you go to a gathering, and you talk about the things that are interesting to you and to the other people. Sure, sometimes you have to start with some small talk. You have to say, how was your day? How was your weekend? Every Monday, I work at a regular old office building, 9 to 5. I mean, it's not too regular. It's a pretty sweet place. But everyone starts the week on Monday. And every Monday, we say, how was your weekend? A little annoying because you have to do it. But it's also kind of cool because sometimes you get the answer, oh, I just got back from a trip to Germany. A buddy of mine just got a job in Munich. He's actually leaving to go work at a tech company in Munich. Like, how crazy is that? So you're social and you put out these things that might seem trivial to you, but you never know what somebody else has been up to. You never know what that might spark in somebody else and where that conversation could go. And so that's the social in social media. That's fun. That's enlivening. You want to help these people. You want to help them in real time. You want to help them in your class. But helping them in these venues is one way to extend that. Either extend it, right? If you're working with them in person, you can extend it onto the internet or reach them in order to attract them to your in-person class. So it goes both ways. It strengthens your current connections. It can also create new connections. It could turn into business for you, turn into a relationship. All right, back to the structure. Clarity. You're clear about who you want to work with And the amazing thing about social media is it allows you to experiment. Right? You can have fun with it, but you can also experiment with what you do. Maybe you think that your ideal student is this type of person, but then as you start engaging with people in real life and online, you realize the other type of person is the one that you really want to serve. Right? So you can experiment with really discovering that clarity for yourself. It can also, the experimentation, if you haven't yet created a website, you haven't built your quote-unquote online brand, social media is an amazing place to just get started, to start putting some things out there. And it's all in your hands. That's the amazing thing. So let's say you have a class, you have a private class, you're teaching 5 or 6 people at a local community center, or maybe you have a class that you teach at someone's house or a class at the local gym, something like that. And you tell them at the end of class, just want to let you know that I'll be posting all sorts of cool things on Facebook. I love working with you guys because XYZ, and I want to keep that going in between our classes. And so I'm going to be posting my thoughts, posting some interesting recipes, posting about meditation, posting about yoga. I'll be taking pictures of myself doing yoga. I'll be taking pictures of my classes doing special poses. The sky's the limit here. So what you're doing is you're creating value for these people in between sessions. You're staying, right, in the business parlance, we'd say you're staying top of mind so that when it comes time for yoga, it hasn't been a week since their last session, they've been in touch with you. Right? Maybe it's been a week since they've done the session with you, but you're still very much part of their life. So you can invite them to that. Right? That's the amazing thing. You can say, I have an awesome YouTube channel. I've been filming videos of myself walking through different poses and common mistakes people make when they're doing yoga, when they're doing certain poses. How do you get into handstand? I know you've been working on handstand. I created a YouTube video for that, for instance. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy, right? So YouTube is just an example. If you're into video, go to YouTube. Create a channel. If you want to start really simple, create a Facebook page. Facebook is really simple. You can put anything up there. A couple words, a picture, a video, you can post a link to an article. You can maybe even say, maybe you say for yourself, kind of a 30-day challenge. You say, my 30-day challenge is to post one relevant thing to Facebook every day. One thing that's relevant to this target person that I want to serve. Right? I have somebody in mind. I have a couple of classes where these people are in those classes, and I want more of those kinds of classes because that gets me going like there's no tomorrow. What can I post that's relevant to them? And so you make a commitment. You say, I'm going to do one post a day. It might only be a sentence. It might be a quote from someone I admire. It might be a link to an article that I think is important for that person to read, you know, for that person that I want to serve, for them to read. It might be a video that I do. Maybe it's so easy to create a video these days, it's unbelievable. Chances are you have a video camera on your phone. Pretty good chances you have a video camera on your computer. If not, someone at your work does. And so you could literally sit in front of your video camera and give a one-minute thought of the day. There's a very popular meditation series. It's at, let's see, where's the link here? It's Open Heart Project. I think it's called openheartproject.com. Sorry for my looking things up. There it is. Yep, susanpiper.com/openheartproject or openheartproject.com. And she has an amazing mailing list. She basically sits in front of her meditation altar and gives a 3-minute meditation video couple times a week. I think it might even be every day, but it's quite frequent. So hers is pretty fancy. Because it doesn't have to be very fancy. It can just be a few words, thought of the day, right? And again, it's important to remember, you're not creating this for the whole universe, right? You're not building this as though you're going to be Bono up on stage with U2. You're creating this for the people that you're already teaching, right? If you think about it that way, it'll change the game for you. Creating this for the people who already know and love you, to stay in touch. And as you focus on that person and you amplify that signal, right? Because you're going to get feedback. You're going to put something out there and you're going to see, oh, they love it when I post pictures of babies. That's always true. They're going to love it when I post pictures of my dog. Whatever, fill in the blank. They're going to love it when I post a link to this very radical political article. You know, they love politics. Whatever it is, you'll notice the feedback, and then you can amplify that signal. So you're creating it just for that group of people that already know you. One of the issues with social media is people feel like it's a time suck. Why would I go sit in front of a computer for no purpose? No one's even going to see it. I put it out into the black hole and nothing happened. Well, if you're doing it as a service, the people that you care about and people who care about you, not going to be a time suck, not going to be a time waster. In fact, it's an opportunity creator. The key with creating opportunity, though, is not give up. I think it's Thomas Edison who said, most of the world's failures are people who quit before they knew how close they were to succeeding. And it's very true with social media. You know, you may be creating this amazing channel that is a service to the people that you want to work with. And you might not get any response. You might have a couple of people like your stuff. You post video and mom likes it, or, you know, son or daughter unfriends you or something. Bad things can happen on social media, you know, things that make you go, oh, that's not nice. But if you stick with it and you're consistent and you're passionate, word will spread and it will grow. And I guarantee, kind of safe on this one, and you'll find out why, I guarantee you will get at least one student from it, or at least one repeat client that would not have repeated before. And the reason I can guarantee it is because of that last one, which is the consistency part. If you stick with it, I mean, I'm not going to put a timeline on it. If I were to get really bold, though, I would say if you do it consistently for 12 months, I could pretty much guarantee that you will get a student or a repeat student from it. In the meantime, you will learn an awful lot about what your current audience responds to, what they're interested in, that you'll be able to speak to it more effectively and really serve them. So let's talk about what you can actually do. I talked a little bit about the different networks. Facebook, you can post anything you'd like. Instagram, that one's interesting. If you are big into pictures, if you love the visual media, I'd suggest Instagram. It's really big with the kids these days. Younger people really gravitate to Instagram, but I'm saying that with my tongue in my cheek. It's widely used by many people these days. Pinterest, similar to Instagram, except it's a different layout. Like, you create actual boards. You create like a wish list of how you want things to be, of what your ideal this or that might be. You know, your ideal yoga studio, or places you'd like to visit, or postures you're working on mastering, right? You can create a board, a pin, like you're pinning those pictures onto the board for any one of those things. Perhaps it would be, you know, if you want to serve Like if you're into restorative yoga and you want to help people recover from injury, let's say, you could create a board called Yoga, Restorative Yoga, or Yoga Recovery from Injury, something like that. And your board could be stories, images, videos of people in that category. Like you create the context, and then you fill it with content. And so in the case of Pinterest, the context would be, what are you passionate about? Who do you want to serve? And then the content would be, what do you put there that expresses that? Stories of healing. Stories of transformation. Stories of amazing people with incredible disabilities still doing yoga, for instance. All kinds of options. When you're clear on your niche, when you're clear on who you're serving, you can find that content everywhere. So how do you find that content? I'll give you three things you can do. Source content that will be remarkable for your audience. Right? Because remember, we're starting with the people that we're there in person with. We're inviting them to check out our, in this case, let's say Pinterest board, participate in it, follow us there, and add to it. So where do you find this stuff? Where do you find stuff that's interesting? First place I want to point you towards is Google Alerts. Google Alerts. It's where you can find news about any keyword. Any keyword you put in there, somebody publishes something new about it, you'll get an email saying, here's what's new about that thing. Somebody writes a blog post, somebody publishes a news story, you'll get an email. You can click through the email. You might have 3 or 4 stories a day, depending on how popular your keyword is. You can go through, if there's an incredible picture, a video, a link, post that to your Pinterest board. Boom. You've just added value. And how did you add that value? You took the effort to draw the line between the interest, let's say restorative yoga, and the content. You sourced that content and you delivered it to people. And they're connecting with you. They know who you are. You're bringing your personality, that content, together for that person. That's magic. That's the sort of stuff that people will tell their friends about. And that is the magic as well. If you haven't noticed, people do things because people they like tell them about things they think they should do. Word of mouth is still, hands down, the number one best way to do your marketing. So if you can create things that encourage word of mouth, such as this Pinterest board we were speaking about, that's huge. That's going to add value. And when you add value, it starts as you're just giving something to people. But what happens is you get the business. You get the relationship. You get the long-term loyalty. And you'll be the mentor. You'll be the teacher. So that was number one, Google Alerts. Easy as heck to do. All you do is type in your Google Alerts, and you're taken to a page, google.com/alerts, where you enter your keywords and you create your alerts. Couldn't be easier. That's the first way. Second way is through social media monitoring, keyword monitoring on a social network. Now, Google Alerts are real-time, and they kind of scour the whole internet. They tend to get news stories, blogs, that sort of thing. They aren't going to get tweets. They aren't going to get Facebook posts. In order to get those kind of things, you actually have to go into those networks. And so here's what I would recommend. Start with one network that you feel comfortable with. Maybe you already have a profile there. Maybe you just like the format of the content. Like, go over to Twitter. See if you like that format. Some people are totally into it. I actually kind of love it. I think it's awesome. Go to Twitter. Go to Pinterest. Go to Instagram. Go to Google+. Who knows? Maybe you'll love that. Not a lot of people do, but those who do, they really love it. And it's Google after all. They're kind of a powerful company. And if you know, they like to do things to promote their own network. So if you love Google Plus, you should definitely go for that. So go to that network and start searching for things that are related to your topic of interest. Search for those things that are related to your topic of interest, and you will find an unbelievable amount of content that you can, A, respond to, and B, organize, what are you doing? Curate. You can curate for yourself. Right, so you can take that content that other people are posting on social networks, and you can repost it. Definitely give attribution when it was from someone else, but things spread so far and so fast, it gets hard to actually attribute the original source sometimes, so if it's kind of lost, then feel free to post it and say, I don't know who was the original. But if you do know, then definitely add a link saying, this is where I got it from. But think about that. So you go to Twitter, let's say Twitter, and you just type in the term restorative yoga into the search box, and you'll see everyone who has used that term. In fact, let's do it here real quick. Twitter.com and search restorative yoga. Oh, wow. We get all kinds of cool pictures of the first things that we see. And then we get a lot of people saying, come to my class. But then there's a video here. Taught my first class for a group. So check this out. Think about this. There's a tweet here. It went up 7 hours ago. So this isn't a very popular stream. You know, we're looking at one tweet every 3 or 4 hours. Some streams, like if you just type in yoga, you'll see one tweet every couple of seconds. Like, that's a very popular stream. But there's someone here 7 hours ago. She said, taught my first guided meditation and restorative yoga class for a group from the Mental Health Center. Great experience. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag hugs. That's just heartwarming. Like, that's awesome. What I would do if I were interested in restorative yoga is I would just reach out to her. Because it's Twitter, right? The thing that's cool about Twitter is it's like a mixer. It's like a cocktail party. You can just go up there and tweet anything to anyone if you're interested, and 99.9% of people will think that's cool. So if you were into restorative yoga, and you saw this tweet here about someone who just finished her first restorative yoga and the guided meditation class, you could tweet her and say, that sounds awesome. Congratulations. Thrilled for you. Suddenly, you kind of have a new friend, right? Like, if you went up to someone at a cocktail party and they said, I just taught my first restorative yoga class today, it was unbelievable. I said, that's fantastic. I love restorative. In fact, that's what I want to do for my career. That's what I'm doing. That's what I do. You'd be friends. I mean, there might be some, like, ooh, we're also competitors because we're in the same area, but chances are you'd actually just be friends because you'd connect with something very important to you. It gets us back to the very first point about what is social media? Why are we doing it? Why is it important? So that's how we're talking about connecting. There's clarity, there's connecting, and there's consistency. Now, in terms of connecting with your students, it's the same thing. Because if you are, I mean, I just used the example of restorative yoga, but certainly on that stream, there are pictures of people who are talking about having just done it. There are pictures of, let's say it's even teachers, who have posted pictures of different poses, different practices, videos of how to do it. And so you're creating this board, right? You're creating this resource for your community, your in-person group of students. This is your resource. And again, it doesn't have to be a big deal. Don't get freaked out because I'm talking about, like, creating a resource. You're literally just having fun, and you're telling people about it. Those are the two things. You have fun, you tell people about it, good things happen. That's the recipe. A plus B equals C. So you do this search, and you find this content that's inspiring, that is eye-popping, right? If you looked at Aaron's blog post that went live today on three keys to attracting and retaining students, you'll see that there's a picture there that's just eye-popping. And when I saw that, I was just like, that's incredible. You find that sort of thing when you're doing these searches, searching your favorite network. By putting that in your curated space, let's say your Pinterest board in this case, then that provides the place, right? That's the connection point. That's what people can keep coming back to and saying, well, that English is all over the place. That's where people can keep returning to and then say, I love this person. They are the coolest person. I love what they post here. I'm so glad they bring this into my life. Right? So you make the effort to find the content, source the content, post the content, share it. And it's a bit of effort, but it's mostly just awesome. And then the people that you're working with, that's their breath of fresh air. Right? Because they might be checking it during the workday. You might have a moment after lunch, waiting for their 1 o'clock appointment to start, and they go to Pinterest, and there's your board, and they look at that new picture you put up, and they smile. You just connected with them, right? You just brought value into their life. Now, in terms of promoting your actual classes, products, projects, why did I spend so much time talking about stuff that doesn't promote your goods? Why am I spending all this time talking about things that aren't promoting the stuff that'll make you money? I'm clearly just out to lunch here. Not true. Let me put your mind at ease. The reason I spend so much time about social and not sales is the social stuff is what leads to the sales. If the only thing you ever say on your social channel is, come to my 4 o'clock class, it's going to be a little effective. It actually will be effective to some degree because the people who are just there to find out when is your next class, you know, I love this person, I want to go to their class, when is it? You're going to serve them. That's what they wanted, that's what they got. They're going to come to your class. Job done. But if that's the only thing you do, the only people you'll be serving are the people who already have you top of mind, are the people who you're their only yoga teacher of choice. You're the only person that they think about. Chances are people, they're busy. You know, everyone has their life. Everyone's going about. We're looking in 1,000 different directions. We're all looking in 1,000 different directions. If you can be a part of their life in between your classes, And then you post, join me for my 4 o'clock class today, that's a whole different ballgame. You're playing a different ballgame. Right? So let's talk about this too. This is really interesting. You have the content that you're posting, and you're sourcing it from around the internet, but what if you could source content from your students? Right? What if you said, join me on my Pinterest board, and if you have something that you want to share, go ahead and pin it there. Or I'm going to be taking pictures of this class, and I'll put it up there too. I'll provide my feedback on the board. I don't know if that would be appropriate for every class or even for any class. I'm a marketer, not a yoga teacher. Forgive me for any missteps. But the more you can make your audience the star, the better it is, right? What are your favorite pictures to see on social media? If you're on Facebook and someone tags you in a picture on Facebook, do you ever not look at that picture? Have you ever seen that and been like, I don't care? No. Nobody says that. We all look for the picture and we find ourselves. We look at the picture. We want to see ourselves. It's just the way we operate. So if you're able to feature your community, if you're able to applaud your community, some of the most shared and heartwarming and popular pictures are, you know, the group shots. Hey, here we all are. Wasn't this amazing? Isn't this incredible? So if your practice allows you to take those kinds of moments and share that, that's going to keep people engaged as well. And then when you put it out there and you say, come to my 4 o'clock class, those people are going to be engaged. They won't say, eh. They'll say, fantastic. Because this person makes me feel so good. And support their practice during the week, right? I want you to take a minute to think. I want you to create one framework, right? And this isn't too big of a task because you're already talking about this. What are you interested in? Who do you want to serve? That's going to be your framework for your activity on social media. So my example of the restorative yoga Pinterest board, that's just one. So write that down. Who is it we're going to serve? What's that framework? What's my favorite social network? Take a look at all five there. I mean, who knows, maybe LinkedIn is your favorite social network. Maybe you want to get a bunch of corporate jobs at companies. Check out LinkedIn. You could be huge on LinkedIn. Check them out. What's my framework? So who am I going to serve? What's my favorite social network? Where do I feel most comfortable? Where do I already have a foothold? What do I like? And then how am I going to source the content for that network? And so I said I'd give you three ways. The first one is Google Alerts. The second was doing a search for content on that particular network. And the third is sourcing it from your community, right? Asking for pictures, taking pictures, just having your audience be the star in whatever way is appropriate to your audience and to the relationship that you've agreed to with them. So you have your framework, you have your network, you have your sources, and then you write down your commitment. Say to yourself, how often and what kind of content will I post? If you really want to break through some walls, go ahead and do a 30-day challenge where you post one thing every day to your network that's going to add value to the life of your ideal student. That's pretty doable. It should only take 5 or so minutes, and you will see results after 30 days. Sort of like exercise. You'll get better at it. Start looking at yourself in the mirror and be like, yeah. But in this case, the mirror is the responses from your community, from the people you're looking to influence. Well, I think that's all I had. Clarity, connection, and consistency. Where you're listening and you're publishing, and you're doing so for the purpose of moving your career forward and thriving as a yoga teacher, differentiating yourself from all the other teachers out there because you're focused on what you're most passionate about, and you're sourcing original, interesting stuff. Actually, it doesn't have to be original. It just has to be original to the person that's seeing it. It doesn't even have to be that. It just has to be something that they dig. I've seen plenty of things that I've already seen that when I see it again, I'm tickled. I appreciate the fact that someone shared that because it was so good the first 7 times. I don't mind seeing it an 8th. So those are my thoughts on how to make friends with social media, how to use it to grow your business. Only 5 minutes a day. Couldn't be easier. You can definitely do it. If you want to share anything with me, if you have any questions, anything you'd like me to take a look at, anything you'd like me to respond to, feel free. I'm at Steve Hossie on pretty much every network, so Twitter, Facebook. I'm in the private Facebook group for the Yoga Teacher Survival Course, so you can post there. and I'll respond to that.
I just wanted to say thank you again, Steve, for all of your help. It was a very full call. And I will send out a follow-up email in the next few days because Steve gave a lot of really great information. So this is definitely probably one of those modules that you will want to definitely save and listen to again and go through. I always take notes during these calls. So I hope everyone enjoyed it, and I can't wait to see what amazing things everybody does on social media now.
Same here.
Thanks so much,
Erin. It's been a pleasure, everybody. Take care.